Republican leaders on the legislature's budget panel say Democratic Governor Tony Evers' plan to overhaul the state's prison system needs work. Joint Finance Committee co-chair Representative Mark Bourne of Beaver Dam is pleased Evers wants to close the Beaver Dam prison. However,
the plan is half-baked. It needs a lot of work. And so I think our caucuses will be working on that. And at some point, we'll probably be talking more with the governor's office. I've certainly had some conversations already with the Department of Corrections on it.
Under Evers' plan, the maximum security Green Bay Correctional Institution would eventually be shut down, and the hundreds of men housed there would be moved to other institutions. Evers also wants to see Waupun Correctional Institution, the oldest prison in the state of Wisconsin, turned into a vocational village. In all, the $535 million reorganization would reduce the capacity of Wisconsin's prison system by about 700 people. Child care educators from across Wisconsin rallied at the Capitol yesterday as part of a National Day Without Child Care, asking lawmakers to provide financial support.
Your teachers are relying on food stamps. They're relying on Medicaid from the government to get by and provide for their families because we can't afford the cost of living.
Why is it okay that someone who pours their heart and soul into loving, nurturing, teaching the future minds of Wisconsin is making less than someone who works at a gas station or, hell, even McDonald's?
The average wage of a child care worker in Wisconsin is just $13 an hour. Governor Tony Evers' proposed $480 million child care measure was among more than 600 items which Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee deleted from his proposed state budget last week. The State Department of Motor Vehicles estimates nearly $37 million in fraud last year from rolled back odometers. The DMV's dealer and agent section found nearly 6,000 vehicles showed signs of having their odometers rolled back. That's an increase from the just over 1,700 vehicles identified to have rolled back odometers in 2023. Odometer rollback involves disconnecting, resetting, or altering a vehicle's odometer with the intent to lower the mileage to sell the vehicle at a higher price. Of the almost 6,000 vehicles discovered with altered mileage, an estimated 614 million miles were rolled off odometers. The DMV revoked 20 wholesale dealer licenses in 2024 due to odometer and title fraud. A few of those businesses were in Beaver Dam. More information, including things to look out for so you don't fall victim to an odometer scam, can be found on the DMV's website. A link will be at dailydodge.com. An illegal immigrant has pled guilty to human trafficking charges in Fond du Lac County Court. Aliyah Antonio also pled guilty to charges of failure to protect a child and two counts of misdemeanor bail jumping. Judge Laura Lavey found her guilty and revoked her bond. The 34-year-old will be sentenced after her co-defendant Juan Carlos Roca Mejia jury trial next month. The 32-year-old was also in the country illegally. Antonio's conviction stemmed from an alleged sexual assault of her 12-year-old daughter, who she provided to Roja Mejia last May for approximately $250. Roja Mejia was arrested during a SWAT operation the following day after sheriff's deputies responded to a Town of Oakfield home. The girl showed up there after a breaking away from Roja Mejia, who had her in a van and was trying to tie her down, blindfold, and sexually assault her. District Attorney Eric Toney says that was a step towards justice for the survivor and holding the defendant accountable for her despicable actions involving her own child. Residents in Dodge and Jefferson counties are being asked to help shape the future of mental health. Kevin Haugen has the details.
The Dodge Jefferson Healthier Community Partnership is inviting all residents to participate in an upcoming community health assessment gallery walk. The goal is to help identify community priorities that impact mental health in the region. Through May 19th, residents will have the opportunity to visit one of seven self-paced gallery walk displays throughout the two counties. Each walk location will feature a series of posters that explain current mental health challenges, present data on factors that can influence mental health, and allow visitors to rank these factors. The display will be hosted at libraries in Beaver Dam, Waupun, Mayville, Watertown, Jefferson, Fort Atkinson, and Lake Mills. Each display will be available during the host site's normal hours of operation and is completely self-guided. More information is at dailydodge.com. And I'm Kevin Haugen reporting for 95.3 WBEV.
The ribbon was cut yesterday on the grand reopening of a local grocery store. The former Beaver Dam Food Pride is now The Market, located at 609 North Spring Street. The owners of Food Pride sold the building earlier this year to Darren and Valerie Hill, who brand all their stores under The Market name. Store director Mike Monheim, who was also the store director under the previous ownership, says patrons will still get the same great service they are used to.
From us and our staff and my management staff, including myself, that has 200 years experience combined at this location. So we're going to bring a new facelift with some new signage and some new paint on the front of the building that looks absolutely fabulous.
There are a number of grand reopening sales and activities taking place at the business the rest of the week. That includes an outdoor truckload produce sale, a pizza truck, and a brat fry from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, featuring animal balloons, face painting, and beanbag toss. I'm Justin Wilski reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.